producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Want to get well? This is On Call. The show, your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost, those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send us an email. A new prescription for a new you, America. The failure of 9/11 health bill could hurt New York clinics. And check it out. The network of health centers right now are providing free medical tests and treatment to about 58,000 people exposed to the World Trade Center dust. Faces less certain future if Congress doesn't pass legislation aimed at helping victims of 9/11's toxic legacy. Senate Republicans last week blocked action on a bill appropriating up to $3.2 billion for medical programs caring for the people who fell ill after breathing in ash and pulverized building materials at Ground Zero. So sad. The act would have guaranteed at least 8 years of strong, even lavish funding for existing health programs for 9/11 responders and other New York City residents exposed to the dust. Thousands of people who have lingering respiratory problems, post-traumatic stress disorder, and other ailments have been getting checkups, counseling, medication, and other treatments at federally funded centers around New York City and its suburbs. The centers, though have personally perpetually seem to be living on borrowed time, no law mandates that the programs must continue. So Congress has chosen to fund them for one fiscal year at a time, meaning that there's no guarantee the money will be there a year from now. The World Trade Center, he's the coordinator for the New York City Health Department. Hahn said there's no immediate danger that the services will end, but because there's no sustained budget, it's difficult to keep researchers and staff in the program or hire top medical talent. So patients getting care never really know for sure whether they'll be able to turn to the same clinics to help. So the programs which offer medical care free of charge are especially valuable to Ground Zero cleanup workers who don't have private health insurance or for whose health plans don't cover the full cost of their care. If these 37272, you're listening to On Call. If you're struggling with your health right now, whatever you're dealing with, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, whatever it is, great or small, just know this. We're here. We're here to help. Here to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Now, the body's pretty amazing. It can change. But you have to be willing to change. You have to be willing to make the decision that you want to get well, that you're willing to do whatever it takes, no matter how hard it might be, to get well, stay well, and live well. And that's what we want to help you do here on this show. Let's go now to Tony. Hi, Tony. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Dr. Ace. I just picked up your book down here in Carswell, Georgia, Ackworth, this week. That book's a million. Great book. I'm getting my wife on the fibromyalgia. She's chronic and doing now. I want to do that foundational four. That's what I was wanting to call about. I've got a son. He was 19-year-old. He went into the Air Force. A little shaky in high school in his hands. Went through basic training. Sent him to Pensacola for EOD specialist hands-on disarming explosives. He got into the hands-on. He shook so bad. They took him to the doctors there on the base. They labeled him as tremors. And then they sent him to a local doctor downtown. Second thing, and they confirmed it, and they gave him a military discharge, 1 year, a little over a year in the Air Force. What I was wanting to know about is he come out, we realized he had the tremors, first stage of Parkinson's, was wondering about The only thing available at that time was just regular people. Seeing that I'd done some reading and seeing that Ladafa was the only medicine to give him. And it was highly elusive, highly addictive. He didn't want to take it. He wasn't married at the time. He got married a year later, got four kids. He's 30 now. What I'm going to ask, I seen an article in a book, a medical book, and it said nicotine produced the dopamine in the brain. Well, he smokes a pack and a half of cigarettes a day. He wouldn't take no medicine or go to the doctor, no Ladava, no treatment. He didn't want to do that. So he smoked cigarettes because he smoked. But I seen that nicotine in that article, and it said that that done that. Now, what I want to know, they come out with the electronic cigarette. They banned it here a few months ago, and we're going to get some kind of back thing, about like you're talking about, they don't want to pass that bill to take care of people with the towers. But I wanted to know, if he's going to do that, taking the straight nicotine through that electronic cigarette, it's just straight nicotine. The nicotine, the cigarettes, is that okay for him to take those electronic cigarettes? The only thing that steadies his nerves at his age and trying to take care of four kids.
He can. I mean, if you really want to know my thoughts on what I would do if I was in his shoes, I mean, I definitely would not. I mean, I'd rather him use that than obviously go back to cigarettes.
Right.
But if he deals with a lot of anxiety, which it sounds like he does, there's another chemical in the brain that actually is being affected, and it's called GABA. Matter of fact, people that have chronic anxiety where they have all the different symptoms, the heart palpitations, they get nervous and they're on edge and that sort of thing, it's GABA. I think it's called gamma-aminobutyric acid. But the GABA levels, when they decrease in the body, which is what happens, you've got low GABA, then anxiety increases. It's the one neurotransmitter, the brain chemical, that when it's balanced, meaning when it's not too low, it causes the person to actually chill out. And it's something that a lot of people struggle with and a lot of people deal with. That's why benzodiazepines are one of the number one prescribed medications in this country, is that people can't deal with life and deal with stress. And it's not a matter of them, if they don't have enough willpower. A lot of times it's just where their GABA levels get so low, they've got to build those back up. And you can do that through diet. You can do that through supplementation and building up nutritional deficiencies, those kind of things. So that's what I would kind of lean toward if it was me in his shoes. That's the way I would go. Because the nicotine itself, he's still fostering the habit. He's still putting it up to his mouth. He's still getting the nicotine. With the nicotine, is going to be tough on his body after a long period of time. And that's what I would encourage. I mean, it can be a short-term transition, no problem. But, you know, I know the goal is to quit. It affects dopamine, but there's better ways to do that. Dopamine is raised by using nicotinic acid. Nicotinic acid sounds just like nicotine because it's very similar in the molecular structure. And you can get nicotinic acid at your health food store. It's a version of niacin, which is vitamin B3, and it works just as well. It fills the nicotine receptors in the body, and it tricks the body to thinking that it's getting actual nicotine when it's in actually just a vitamin. And you can get that at your health food store, and that's usually a good way to go. It's not going to cut the cravings 100%, but it will cut them down tremendously. GABA levels, the way to raise those, you want to avoid peanuts, almonds, hazelnuts, and walnuts. Those nuts actually will depress the GABA levels. And then also there's things like wheat, rice, barley, salmon, spinach, and beans. I know some of those foods sound like they're health foods, but with his case, it will increase anxiety levels and increase GABA levels, and those can be some ways to help him manage that. So I know that's a lot, but at the end of the day, when he's struggling with these sorts of things, it's about brain chemistry, and it's also about him making the decision that he wants to get well and get off the cigarettes. He needs to kick the habit. We'll help any way that we can. This is On Call.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
833-7272 and get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health really is your greatest wealth. You've got to make it a priority, and we want to help you do that. So if you're dealing with things like diabetes or chronic headaches or cancer or whatever it might be, doctor's giving you a bad report and you need a good report, well, it's okay. Let's talk about it. Let's come up with some ideas, get down to the common sense approach of what is going on with your health and what to do about it. That's what we help you do here on this show. You're listening to On Call. Email came in. Gail in Palm Springs, suffer with arthritis. What can I do to help the flare-ups? First thing you want to do with arthritis, remember, it's an itis. Itis means inflammation of whatever that word has. So, you know, we talk about the anti-inflammatory diet. That's in my book, Empowering Your Health. And that's the foundation. You got to have a good foundation if you're going to pursue health in any capacity. And the anti-inflammatory diet will help you reduce inflammation in the gut, in the digestive tract. But if you reduce it in the gut, you're going to reduce it all throughout the body. One of the first keys with arthritis, provided it's not rheumatoid arthritis, which has an autoimmune component to it. If you get into arthritis, you clear up the digestive tract, you're going to start clearing everything else up as well. So you can take all the glucosamine you want. You can take all the medicine that you want, the anti-inflammatory meds that you want. But until you change what you put inside your body every day, the arthritis will not get any better. Now, are there some genetic components? Sure. Of course there are. Three reasons we get sick. Number one, nutritional deficiencies. All right, we get deficient in certain things nutritionally, and it happens over a period of time. And then number two is toxicity. Toxins in the environment, water supply, food supply, our air that we breathe, those kind of things. They build up over time, and they can cause our body to break down and get sick, and then genetics. So they do play a role, but lifestyle and our environment play a much bigger role that we can control. That's the good thing, the good news. So with arthritis, change some things, Gail, and the things that you're eating on a regular basis, and that's going to make the biggest difference. Foundational Four, good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes to help break down your food. Cod liver oil, do about 2 tablespoons a day to get plenty of vitamin A, vitamin D, and then also your omega-3 fatty acids, and then, of course, probiotics. Put the good bacteria back in your digestive tract, and that's what you always want to shoot for. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Alan. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the show.
Okay, thank you.
How can I help you, man?
Well, I had a question about COPD. You know, like, what would be good things to use and things to stay away from as far as food and all?
Okay. Now, you've been diagnosed with it, or is this for someone else?
It's me. I've had asthma since I was little, and the last report was it was COPD.
Okay.
I've had Advair and singular.
Okay. And how controlled is it? What has your doctor said to you?
Well,
they're just managing it now?
Yeah. It's not real, real bad right now, but, you know, I'm 52, and, you know, they all say, like, well, it gets worse as, you know, eventually it's the fourth cause of death among people.
That gives you a lot of hope, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, here's the reality of it. You got to think, I mean, the lungs themselves, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, it is a challenge, no doubt about it. And there's some genetic components to it. There's some lifestyle components to it as well. But one thing you want to do, regardless of what's happening to your lungs, is you want to push your body to maximize what you do have. And to maximize what you do have with your lungs, you want to push your lungs to take in and function and increase oxygen throughout the body. And one of the best ways to do that is exercise. And that's why people that have lung issues have a hard time exercising, because they can't get enough air and enough oxygen to be able to make their body function well. Has that been a challenge for you? Have you tried? Or are you not much of an exerciser? What's your background on that?
Well, I drive for a living, so, you know, I don't get a whole lot. I'm either wore out and ready to sleep at the end of the day. And, you know, sometimes I can walk, and, you know, it's worse at sometimes than it is other times, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As far as being able to breathe and exercise.
So what does a day look like for you? Are you a trucker? Do you drive? Do you come home every night, or are you gone?
No,
are you gone
I'm
for
gone
days?
Quite a bit. Yeah, days, weeks.
Okay. So here's the deal. Do you spend most of your time, you sleep on the side of the road? Do you go to truck stops? What do you do?
Yeah, we sleep or it's in the truck, in the, you know, truck stops, rest areas, like that.
That kind of deal, yeah. I would encourage you to do this. You could, and this, I get a lot of truckers that call on the show, and one of the best things you can do is regardless of, I know you've got a schedule to keep in the whole nine, but there's usually some flexibility from what I've been told. A little bit of flexibility.
Yeah.
So if you can set up a time every day, whether it's right when you get up or if it's later on during the day, to break up your drive, but to get out about every 4 hours and walk about 10 to 15 minutes and go to a Walmart parking lot, go to a big truck stop, whatever you got to do, but make it happen. And by doing that, it's going to help get blood flow going in your body. You're going to increase oxygen, which you need. And that's why the aerobic activity is so good for you. But I would look into some plyometric type workouts, things you can get in a parking lot. You can get a jump rope. You can get, I mean, little dumbbells and things that you can do right there. I mean, man, if I was driving a truck, I'd get a mini trampoline, throw it in the back because they fold up. They actually fold up compact into a little duffel bag now. UrbanRebounder.com, by the way, is where you should go. They're about $100. You can get them at Dick's Sporting Goods, or you can get them right online at UrbanRebounder.com. Man, they're incredible. And we use them in all the clinical settings with the preferred local providers. Always recommend it for those. And it's just great. You can carry it with you and throw that bad boy right down in the parking lot and start jumping on it. I don't care what people look at you if they think you're crazy. Because if you're getting, you're pumping that lymphatic system, you're getting that lymphatic system moving and making it happen and getting the blood flow going in the body. And that's what your body needs. And that's what's going to cause it to function better. And that's what you need as far as getting your health back where it needs to be. I mean, really, because the oxygen flow, pumping the lymphatic system, that's going to help you with overall lung capacity and reducing the progression of that disease. I mean, you got to fight. You're in a battle right now, and you can't let this thing win. So somebody's going to win, but you got to get up and make it happen every day. So the exercise for you needs to be daily, maybe one day a week off, but I would do 15-minute intervals twice a day just to get your body out of that truck and get it moving. See how that works and let me know.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? Tired of taking endless medications and feeling like you need to take control of your health? Many times, what we need is a better lifestyle. Our daily lifestyle will determine the kind of health we will ultimately have. The physicians and health specialists at the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, located in Atlanta, Georgia, can help you get back on track with your health and wellness goals. We help you understand your body and how to overcome tough health challenges like poor fat metabolism, digestive issues, body aches and pains, unwanted weight gain, low energy, and decreased cardiovascular and physical performance. Our team of lifestyle specialists can help you find the right health and nutritional plan, what natural foods and supplements are right for you, and learn specifically what your body needs to thrive and be vibrant and healthy. Call today for a free consultation with one of our lifestyle physician team specialists in Atlanta, Georgia at 888-200-1252. That's 888-200-1252. Visit us online at mylifestyleclinic.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call, the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Let's kick it off now and go with Kenny. Hi, Kenny. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, man. How can I help?
I have hepatitis C. It's chronic. I'm 46-year-old. I went through the last treatment they had with the ribavirin and pegintron. I did the full treatment. After it was almost 11 months, it was undetectable. It came back. My levels are, I guess, would be under something parts per million. And I've been trying. I'm waiting for the next study to come out. Now, I've heard something about milk thistle that might be good for it. But I'm having, like, a pain in that area. I went to the GI specialist, and he did the gallbladder, because I guess the gallbladder is right above the liver or over it, and there was, like, a sensitive pain in that area. I guess that came out clean, but I have a fatty liver, but I knew that anyway. Can you recommend anything that might be, like, better for or, you know, the liver or something like that until, like, another treatment comes out?
Well, a couple things come to mind. I mean, when you're looking at the liver and you want to make it as healthy as you can make it, cleanse the liver, kind of detoxify the liver, but strengthen the liver all at the same time. You want to make sure milk thistle is great, but you also want to, there's what's called phase one, phase two liver detoxification. And you got to make sure that you're pushing your liver to do that. And by doing that, it's going to help, of course, the liver regenerate. And the good news is that the liver is the number one regenerating organ that we have. So when you have something like hepatitis or you have any kind of inflammatory condition, viral infection, whatever it might be in the body, and it's affecting the liver can regenerate at a fast pace. So that's a good thing. Now, with any kind of viral infection, the goal is always going to be to push it down as much as you can, to get it kind of pushed down almost like a dimmer switch on a light switch. So you barely see what's going on, but it's enough to get it down and help get it managed. So the milk thistle's fine. What are you doing eating wise? Have you changed your diet big time, or are you just kind of eating what you know your normal diet and then taking some supplements? What's kind of your game plan right now?
Right now, because I'm actually I'm a little overweight. I mean, I'm a stocky guy. I go 262. I feel better at 230. This pain in, like, around the gallbladder area only comes when I gain more weight. At 230, I have no pain in that area. So I'm trying to just drop it down. I switch from, like, white bread to wheat bread. And just as we speak, I'm trying to switch to, like, more greens, more fruit, and stay away from the carbs and stuff like that, because of the fatty liver. I don't know how to cleanse the fatty liver, but I'll take suggestions on that.
Well, that's okay. Let me ask you a couple other questions, because that pain only comes on periodically, right? And I know it's more when you gain the weight.
Correct.
But still, if you begin to lose weight, when does it come and go? Is it constant? What seems to flare it up more than even the weight? Do you have certain times of the day to get stressed?
You know, I'm a driver, so I drive a dump truck 12 hours a day, but, sometimes a really sharp pain, but it's almost like just right under the surface. And my GI specialist, he says, well, it's probably because your skin's stretching. It could be the nerves. Because, like I said, when they did the ultrasound on the gallbladder, the kidney, everything in there, I had to do a full scope thing, whatever, everything was fine except, fatty liver. It came back unremarkable. So.
But it feels remarkable, right?
So
the reality is with when you're dealing with something like that, you've got to look at the potential for gallbladder. You've got to look at the potential of what's driving that. So talk to me about your sleep patterns. How well do you sleep?
Oh, well, I have sleep apnea. I've already went through the first study. I got the second one coming up. The results were I stopped breathing 198 times at night. My brain woke me up 87 times to wake me back up to start breathing. And that has to do with probably some of me being overweight. Also, I sleep like I don't. Really.
Okay, so you
I
don't
wake
sleep
up smoking,
well,
catch
right?
breath. Right.
All right. So here's the deal. Let's do this. Let's focus on a couple things. Now, your diet's going to be important. And I would go ahead and get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health, and follow the diet that's in there. I just would, because going from white bread to wheat bread, I mean, although it's a good thought, I can see where you're going with that. It's not really doing much for you. You might as well eat the white bread. It's the same difference. So I would definitely, because you want to get flour out of your diet completely for a period of about 8 weeks. And that's only because you want to get rid of gluten in your diet. Gluten's a protein that can cause a lot of inflammation in the body, can cause a lot of just aches and pains that show up in different places where really it's not a lot of fun that they're there, kind of like what you're doing right now. Now, acetylcholine is a brain chemical, but even though acetylcholine is a brain chemical and you're thinking, well, okay, that's brain chemistry, it affects everything. The brain affects everything in the body, no matter what. And we found that with acetylcholine levels, when they get low, that it affects gallbladder type symptoms. So, for example, you get really stressed out, you don't sleep well, acetylcholine levels drop. When those levels drop, it gets to a place where then your gallbladder begins to not work as well. And the gallbladder is important for breaking down fats. And you will get that kind of achy, kind of colicky type pain in that area start hurting out of nowhere. Now, gaining extra fat is never going to help. It's always going to flare that type of thing up. It's never going to help. But if we start focusing on your brain chemistry, building up the acetylcholine levels, because of the stress that you have, number one, it's going to do two things. It's going to cut down on the pain you're getting under your rib cage if it's gallbladder related, and that's going to be a great way to rule that in or out. And then also your sleep is going to improve drastically. Now, with acetylcholine levels, it's one of the number one brain chemicals that your body uses for sleep. And so if it gets low, then you're not going to sleep well. When it's up, you're going to sleep very well, very deep, and you're also going to get into a place where you're dreaming on a regular basis. So I think that's the direction that we should go at this point. And then, you know, of course, we can go from there. You just call me, let me know, or shoot me an email at drasa.com. But it's good that you've already been your physicians. It's good, you know, you're dealing with sleep apnea. This will help sleep apnea. And once you get acetylcholine levels back up, it's going to help. And the other thing you want to do is to actually look at getting a couple of blood tests done. I would have blood work done for your iron levels and also your B12 levels. Why? Because when you don't have enough oxygen getting into the body, you have low oxygen getting into the cell itself, then you start having issues with sleep. So that's another pattern. So your best B12 test is MMA, methylmalonic acid, and then also TIBC, which is total iron binding capacity. That's a great way to go, great way to combine the two and find out if either one of the levels are low. And also check your ferritin, because ferritin shows us so much of what's going on with iron levels, and that can be also be another indicator. So there you have it. How do you increase acetylcholine levels? You want to increase red meat in your diet. You'll start noticing it, but keep me posted. You can always send me an email, but yeah, it's definitely more than taking milk thistle, because I think you've got a lot of other factors going on. I think the gallbladder is playing a role, but you always got to go back to that brain chemistry. Remember, health is a triangle. There's three sides to it: mental, chemical, and structural. You have to look at all three sides to figure out exactly what's going on within your health. And once you evaluate all three sides, then you'll be able to come up with the solutions that you're looking for. So that's the great place to get started. You let me know how things go and keep me posted. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Listening to On Call, what are you struggling with right now? Let's talk about it. 888-283-7272. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. You have it. You want to talk about it? You call me right here on the show. That's what it's all about. Second, third, fourth, fifth opinion. We'll do whatever you need and give you the information that you need to help you along your journey with your health. You're listening to On Call. Let's go now to Shirley. Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Dr. Asa. This is Shirley. I have that, I'm not exactly sure what it's called on your skin, where you lose the pigmentation and it doesn't tan anymore.
Sure, vitiligo.
Vitiligo or whatever it's called?
Yeah, it's called vitiligo. That's right.
Okay. I've had it for about 10 years, and it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. My hands are almost white. My shin bones are almost white. Is there anything that can be done for that that's natural? I don't do doctors very well.
You don't do doctors very well. Have you gone to talk with anyone about it? Have they put you on an antifungal? Have they done any of that? Have you had any of that done?
No.
Okay. And you don't want to go because you don't like doctors?
I just had cancer. I just had breast cancer, and I actually cured it myself.
Okay, I got it.
The natural way, without medication. Right. I don't know, I have a problem with doctors and all that kind of thing, so I'd like to do what I can natural.
That's all right. Wow, that's great that you made it through that. So what stage was it?
Stage 3.
Wow, that's impressive. That's amazing. I'd love to hear your story if you want to email it to me sometime. Go to yoursuccessstory at drasa.com. I'd love to hear it, okay? Really, I mean that.
Okay, and you're right. It has to do with your diet.
Say again?
It all has to do with your diet.
That's really awesome. Please send that to me because I think it'll be okay. I'd like to read it, okay? Now, let's get to this real quick, though. Your question with vitiligo. Vitiligo tends to be fungal-related, okay? And so fungal-related issues, you can use medication, which you don't want to do, and that's fine. I completely respect that. There's something else you can do. I would do the Super Cleanse. That's the one in my book, Empowering Your Health. Get started on that, and you can use wormwood extract. It's a tincture, a liquid form, and a supplement. You want to do it 14 days on, 7 days off. Okay, do it in that rotating pattern. It'll go in, it'll begin to cleanse the digestive tract of yeast and fungal infections. And the vitiligo tends to have that root in it. It can help out tremendously. Now, something else, when you start eating on a regular basis, the anti-inflammatory diet, you need to stick with that to a T and add in oregano oil twice a day. Kick your probiotics up to 4 twice a day, empty stomach. This is going to take a little while, so don't expect results real soon, but it can happen over a 2 to 3 month period. Keep me posted and send me that story. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
Hi, America's Health Coach here. I've been an avid exercise enthusiast for years. In my 25 years of working out, I've used at least a dozen different brands of whey protein powders. I took them to ensure I was getting an easily assimilated protein source to repair my muscle tissue. And all that time, I've never taken a product that's produced the kind of results I'm now having with One World Whey. I mix One World Whey chocolate and water, and it tastes great. After 20 minutes, the energy from the drink kicks in and makes me feel a profound improvement in energy and well-being that lasts for hours with my busy and demanding schedule. I'm finding One World Whey keeps me fueled and picks me up. Feel more strength and energy and even a better mood. This is the most amazing whey protein powder I've ever taken. Being a doctor, I'm very selective about what I put into my body. If you'd like to give it a try, check out the single serving products they have. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Connect with the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
This is Dave Ramsey, and you're listening to Consulting Talk Radio. Remember, to have your financial fitness, you must have your health and fitness. Then you truly live like no one else.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call. The show is Diagnosing Hope, one caller at a time. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Whatever your health challenge is, great or small, we're here to help. I'm here to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Don't be stuck where you are. You can change. You know, guys, there's something that's on the rise, and it's prostate cancer. And it's something that we're seeing in the clinic setting and hearing about it even more than ever. And just like women struggle with breast cancer, and it's just on the rise, and it seems like every single day you read an article, see the newspaper, you hear it on the news, and it's just amazing because it's challenging so many women. Well, guys, the prostate is kind of our bear to toil on this whole thing, and it's just unbelievable what we're seeing. But there's a standard test in medicine and healthcare called the PSA test. It's a prostate specific antigen, and it's kind of the golden rule, and really helps physicians. Even though it's deemed nonspecific, it still helps physicians gauge where the prostate is. So, rule of thumb, for example, is that if the prostate number doubles in a year, then there's a high probability that it could be cancer. So, for example, if your PSA number was 2, and then next year it's 4. That's in the danger zone, and that's when things get a little bit scary. But scientists have taken their first new step toward improving the problematic PSA test for prostate cancer, and they're mixing in some genetic information now that might help tell which men really need a biopsy, because you don't want a biopsy if you don't have to. Obviously, we know that. But the widely used blood test measure a protein named the PSA, which is prostate-specific antigen. And it lets it know if their potential cancer is brewing. But now scientists have discovered some genetic variants that show these cutoffs that might be skewed for some men because their normal PSA level is naturally much higher than the average PSA. And that can be possible. A guy can normally have just, it can be a higher PSA for him versus another guy. And it's hard for them to find those variants. And so now they're finding a way to be able to do that. So this team reported on Wednesday in the Journal of Science Translational Medicine that more than 190,000 cases of prostate cancer will be diagnosed this year in American men, and it will kill about 27,000. But routine screening is highly controversial. While most men over 50 have had at least one PSA test, many major medical groups don't recommend them, which I think is crazy. Worried that they do more harm than good, the American Cancer Society, for instance, advises that men be told of the pros and cons and decide for themselves. I definitely agree with that. Among the problems, more than a third of men with PSA levels of 10 or more have no evidence of prostate cancer at the biopsy. And many doctors order a tumor check at levels lower than that, usually around 4. And conversely, some men with very low PSA levels wind up with cancer. So, again, it's a test, and it does have some variant to it. So that's what they're just talking about. So the team reported that men who bear any of three of those variants had PSA levels about 40% higher than average men. And when they examined the records of nearly 4,000 men in Iceland and Britain who underwent the prostate biopsies, those high PSA producers were more likely to have had an unnecessary biopsy. So the bottom line is, if a doctor usually orders a biopsy for a PSA of 4, which is kind of the standard, you don't want it to go above 4. That's what we're all taught. That's what the typical testing shows, and when this is the standard of care, basically. PSA of 4, a high PSA producer might not need one until it's about 6, Stefan said. So, but a low PSA producer might need one sooner. So they're looking to see if you're a high PSAer, as they say in this article, or a low PSAer, meaning if your average is normally low, then they're going to base it around your average, what's normal for you, and not what is the national average, just
just because they're trying to keep it. They're realizing that the standard is different for everybody. And just a little note on that, for a lot of people on a lot of different tests, blood work wise, there is, everyone kind of has a different normal. That's why it's better to go with more optimal levels with blood work on a variety of different tests, which is a more narrowed range. And then if things start moving a little bit, you know that it might be potential for disease, or it might simply be nutritional deficiencies that can be taken care of and get your body functioning the way it was designed to. So there's a lot of factors when it comes into blood work, although I'm a huge fan, because so much in the body can be determined and detected with blood work. It's one of the best diagnostic tools that we have. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Quint. Hi, Quint. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Reeser. My brother, who is 80, has a so-called enlarged heart. Would you please explain what that's all about, what that means?
You said your father or father-in-law?
No, it's my brother.
Oh, your brother. Okay.
Yes.
Your brother has an enlarged heart. Well, typically what an enlarged heart is, where one of the chambers typically can expand and get a little bit larger. And it can happen for a multitude of reasons. It can be genetic. It can be because maybe, was he an athlete?
Yes, basically he was, yes. Very active athletic ones.
Okay, yeah. I mean, sometimes athletes, when they're very active, even if it was just in their younger years, or if they're still active and still playing athletics and whatnot, it's not uncommon to see an enlarged heart within an athlete. So it all depends. Now, an enlarged heart can happen later on with heart disease, and it can actually happen where the body and the chambers can actually kind of stretch out a little bit, and that's when the heart begins to lose methylcobalamin, which is a version of vitamin B12, can be very helpful. But get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health, if he does not already have it, because I talk a lot about heart health in there, heart health protocols that I talk about on this show, but I go into depth much deeper in the book, and then also the 8 CD audio series, The 8 Secrets All Healthy People Know. That is, can be another adjunct to him to be helpful. So just a couple of things to help you help him get where he needs to be with his health, because it's so important. Thanks for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. Like a producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to On Call, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.